From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. A circuit judge ruled Hendry County did not violate Sunshine Law when it approved two primate breeding facilities in 2012 and 2013. This comes after a lengthy legal battle filed by local residents and the Animal Legal Defense Fund. They charged county staff made a policy decision behind closed doors. WGCU's Topher Four has reports.
At question was whether or not breeding primates for biomedical research counts as agriculture. If considered the same as breeding cows or pigs, then the local process for approving a facility would not require public meetings. Circuit Judge James Sloan decided the practices fell under the county's comprehensive plan regarding agriculture. Some members of the public have scrutinized the county's primate breeding facilities. Their concerns range from the animals' treatment to them potentially carrying diseases. County Administrator Charles Chapman says he's pleased with the ruling.
Whether or not the project was popular or unpopular, or whether there was folks that were fans of the project or not, that was not what this case was about. It was a procedural case of whether or not our governing body had violated the Sunshine Law, and we were just very pleased that the judge agreed with us.
One piece of the ruling dealt with how the county approved the area's first primate breeding facility in 2000. That involved the staff saying the use was considered agriculture. In two future county commission meetings, primate breeding facilities were brought up, and commissioners did not challenge the staff's interpretation. The judge relied on that precedent in the 2012 and 2013 cases. The Animal Legal Defense Fund's Christopher Berry says every step of that first decision back in 2000 was not made in public. So he says, just because the first policy was done in violation of the law does not mean future instances should be given the okay.
It's too easy for the county to, or for other counties, for other local governments to evade the requirements of the Sunshine Law, because you can just create a policy in secret, sit on it for 4 years, and there's no recourse for the citizens to object to that or to make sure that their voice is heard.
Berry says the organization intends to appeal the decision. Topher Forges, WGCU News.